For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shock, anger, sadness. How many people describe their feelings after the shooting at the Butler Farm Show rally of former President Donald Trump on Saturday evening, and the aftermath and reality for Corey Comparator, as you heard, detailed with Tamira Rush, and everybody wanting to know the why. And that focuses on Thomas M. Crooks. And joining us from KDK TV is Megan Schiller. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I know you had worked, obviously, with CBS Network as well yesterday, trying to frame the profile of Thomas M. Crooks. And what did you discover?
We had to talk to a lot of his classmates, a lot of people that walked the halls with him and remembered him from different classes. And, you know, we got some varying responses from people. Everyone had a different memory, but there were some consistencies. We talked with classmates who said that he was extremely intelligent, that he didn't have the most friends, that he was very quiet but polite. And they said that he had just a love of history and of government. And essentially, even though he was quiet and reserved, not anyone that put up any red flags, you know, that situation where you'd hear and say, oh, yeah, I believe that. They said they didn't have that feeling when they heard that it was their classmate that did this.
Megan, I read a report in, I think it was the New York Post, that said that the young man tried to become a member of the shooting team, but he couldn't qualify. Had you heard
right.
about that?
Yeah, we actually were digging into that with the KDK investigators, and then they also, CBS sent a team of their investigators on the field, and we were tag-teaming it, and we made contact with the member of the varsity rifle team at Bethel Park, because these rifle teams now are more and more common in high schools across, you know, the nation. It's not just Bethel Park, and he had tried out, and he didn't make it. That was his freshman year. And that member said he never came back in subsequent years to try out again. He described him as a, quote, bad shot, which is why he didn't make the team. But, I mean, we did then later confirm that he was a member of a local gun club in Clareton. And so he clearly then did continue shooting, although he didn't make the team in Bethel Park.
And he just graduated 2 years ago from Bethel Park High School. Internationally, nationally, people want to know, I know the security breach. How does a young man with an AR assault rifle get up on a rooftop 148 yards away from a former president and current presidential candidate? We haven't had the answers to that yet. But then beyond that, Megan, as you know, they want to know, were there any ties to any other organization, or was he assisted in any way? And so far, it doesn't appear that's the case, does it?
Right. Justice Department officials, they first grabbed his phone. So they said he didn't have any identification on him. So they had to use, you know, their fancy tech to positively identify him. Then they had his phone. The Justice Department sent that off to the lab in Quantico, Virginia, the FBI lab. And they're looking through to see, yeah, does he have anything concerning? You know, they said he did have social media, even though you haven't really seen much about it. So whatever he was using, it wasn't readily available to the public, but they're looking to see, is there anything concerning? I mean, it's, at last check, they're saying nothing. They're saying no motive yet. They say everyone's being cooperative in terms of his family members, and no one has come out of the woodwork yet saying that he was a member of any, you know, radical or any extremism or anything like that. So. What? That'll come out today, hopefully.
What kind of a political footprint did this kid have?
Well, you know, so everyone that I was talking to, they said, oh, he loved history. He loved government. And I said, oh, okay, well, you all remember back to your high school days where you'd have like mock debates or, you know, you would know who the liberals were, who the conservatives were, even in high school. A couple people said that they didn't really think he came out strongly on either side. They said he just was the kid that when everyone else in the class didn't know the answer in history class, he did. Crooks knew the answer. I did see CBS talk to one student late last night, though, that said when they made the kids stand on one side of the classroom or the other to signal their support or opposition for a given proposal, most of the kids would go on the liberal side. And they said Crooks, no matter what, always stood his ground on the conservative side, which would make a little more sense given the fact that we did confirm he was registered Republican.
And I would imagine that the neighbors, as you reported, Megan, were told to evacuate overnight Saturday for concerns there may be a bomb. Whatever developed with that part of the story?
Yeah, and they definitely were not happy about that, the neighbors. They were messaging me late into the night. We know rudimentary bomb-making material was found at the gunman's home and in his vehicle, but the key is like bomb-making material, right? Not an active, already-made bomb ready to go off in 5 seconds. But, you know, those neighbors didn't get back in until around 10 o'clock last night. Some of them had medical devices they needed, inhalers, medications. So they were pretty upset, but they're back in now. And, you know, that just begs to differ. Yeah. What exactly is bomb making material specifically? How much did he have? These are all still questions that we have, you know, this morning.
And finally, Megan, what about his parents? What do we know about his family life?
Well, you know, when I was talking to the neighbors, they said that the family was just a really nice family. They feel really bad for the parents, and they feel really bad that they're kind of now at the focus of this, and there are so many people that are trying to access the parents and obviously ask them why and try to put blame on them. I know that we were digging into the registration, the Pennsylvania registration of both of the parents as counselors, registered with the state, active registrations, and kind of the irony of that, right, with their skills in that field and then this happening with their son. No one's, to my knowledge, made direct content or done any interviews yet with the parents. They were asking when they were first contacted just for some time and some space to figure out, quote, you know, what was going on, is what the father said when contacted. So we do know they're cooperating and trying to help law enforcement as they try to figure out what led up to this.
And they believe that the weapon, the AR, assault
yes.
rifle, was registered to the father. Is that correct?
Yes, legally registered to him. And, you know, I remember yesterday we were calling around a lot of the local, like, Bethel Park gun shops. Everyone we talked to denied, you know, being the one that at least that sold it to the dad. But again, you know, these are people that have no criminal record. So, they, you know, the dad, to our knowledge, would not have, you know, popped up any flags when trying to get a weapon for himself.
Well, he apparently the weapon was purchased legally by the father. So. Well, Megan, we appreciate it. We know you've had a very, very long day yesterday, certainly. And thank you for joining us this morning. And look for more with Megan Schiller on KDK-TV. Thank you.
Thank you.
And last night, rare appearance by President Joe Biden from the Oval Office. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
In an Oval Office address, the president said political violence goes against everything America stands for.
A former president was shot. An American citizen killed while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing.
The president extended condolences to the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed while attending the Trump rally in Pennsylvania.
We should all hold his family and all those injured in our prayers.
The president, who spoke with Trump, says he's grateful he's okay, and he's extending all necessary security to keep him safe. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And the two others who were shot are recovering at this time, but apparently a ways to go. Paul?
Yes, they are. 57-year-old David Dutch, he's from Plum. He is in a medically induced coma ahead of more surgery today, but in stable condition. And the other victim, 74-year-old James Coppenhaver of Moon, also in stable condition. Not many details available there.
And there were apparently several hundred people that had been treated on the scene for heat issues related, and then anxiety and just the gravity of the moment sinking in for tens of thousands of people who had attended at the farm show area there. If you're familiar with Butler, it's just outside the city of Butler, and popular. Once a year, they do a big event there, but this was obviously an extraordinary situation.
I would say, Larry, that the people at Butler Memorial went through multiple hours of high stress. They had to come up big in a very important time.
Yeah, there is a protocol that the Secret Service has, as I've come to understand, where they go...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go in a week or so in advance to the local medical communities. Make sure that they have the necessary setup for emergency situations, whatever it might be. And certainly when we're encouraged that former President Donald Trump was able to walk into Butler Memorial Hospital and was attended to there. And then, as I understand it, they went on to eventually. And I saw, and I haven't verified this, that Donald Trump was very upbeat yesterday. I think the gravity of how close that bullet came, and there's a New York Times photograph where you actually see the bullet streaking by Donald Trump's when it hit his ear. Apparently you can see the bullet in the air. There's a captured photo that the New York Times posted yesterday, and as Trump said, he rarely looks away from the crowd, but he did in that moment, and he tilted his head just in that split second, made the difference. And they've already drawn graphics of what would have happened had he not. He most likely would not have been here today.
The next thing I'm the most interested in learning is what was on the phone of the shooter. The FBI has it at their lap. Now they're trying to unlock it and find out what's there. There may be at least some idea may be found on his phone what was going on. As I mentioned to you off the air a few minutes ago, and I'll share publicly, you know, from everything we know to this point, it seems to me that this young fellow, this 20-year-old Crooks, had a secret life.
And he had to know, once he took that position on the roof, that his life was most likely going to be ended one way or another. But how did they allow someone with an AR rifle to get up on a rooftop 148 yards away from former President Trump in that podium? That's the question everybody's asking and looking for answers. Every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, who is Secure Money Advisors. Brian, good morning. Brian, you with us? There you are. I see you.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, there you are. Okay. Yeah. How are you today?
Well, it was an unbelievable weekend, as you know, and trying to get back to some normalcy. So happy to talk to you for a few minutes. A lot of people involved, especially in our community, as you know, with figuring out this whole process of retirement, whether you're there or approaching it, or even if it's long range. And I know that you try to cover every base, and one of those is dealing with inflation. How do we as citizens figure out how to factor in inflation in looking at retirement?
Well, the traditional way of handling inflation has always been, you know, make sure you use stocks or real estate, something that has the ability to keep pace with inflation or outpace inflation. But I prefer to look at inflation a little bit different. And I think we've been looking at inflation the wrong way for a long time. And I'll explain what I mean. We can only control what we can control. For example, the only thing that you can control is how much you're spending on a monthly basis. You can't control what the stock market's doing. You can't control what the news cycle is. You can't control what the economic cycle is. So the only thing you really have control over when it comes to your money is how much you're actually spending. So for example, the traditional advice has always been, well, invest your money in the market because that'll be a way to keep pace with inflation. Well, let's say you lose 20% in 1 year. Well, how does that inflation plan look now? Because if you're investing in the market to keep pace with inflation, let's say at 3% a year, and you lose 20%, you're 7 years behind now.
Wow.
So, and if you lose 20%, you got to do a lot more to come back. So a better way to look at inflation is through what we call a split allocation strategy. I talk about it in my book. You can go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and get it. I call it a bucketing strategy, to where if we're going to use the stock market, that's fine, but we cannot withdraw money from the stock market as part of the retirement plan. We have to have a different withdrawal strategy and an income strategy than just withdrawing it from the market for these reasons. So again, at the end of the day, inflation can be controlled, but you can only control what you can control, and that's how much it's costing you to live, how much debt you have, et cetera. So again, it's all in my book, Larry, righttrackpittsburgh.com. Go there, get a copy, and you can read all about it.
Yeah, and I would imagine and highly recommend and encourage people to just take that step to sit down and kind of lay everything out with you, Brian, and you can begin, because everybody's situation, there's always unique elements of it, right?
Always. You know, I hate to say it, but everybody's got a unique fingerprint when it comes to this retirement planning thing, right? Everybody's got different goals of what they want to accomplish. So laying out the math, that's what it really comes down to, because at Secure Money Advisors, we're not going to give you an opinion. We're going to lay the math out right in front of you. We're going to problem solve right in front of you. We're not just going to magically show up with a recommendation. We want you to be part of that process so you can see how we actually get there, how we build the house, right? I mean, it's good to see how the engineering is put together, because then it really makes sense to you going into retirement.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Brian Caranta, always appreciate your input. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Have a great week, Larry. Talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye. On the Big K Morning Show. Checking traffic and weather next. A big change weather-wise coming midweek. Coming up, you're going to hear from a witness who was in the front row in front of Donald Trump at the rally at the farm show area there in Butler. And it's pretty riveting account of her experience.
We have heard from so many people who were in the grandstands right behind the former president, and they're telling very similar stories.
And by the way, this is a good opportunity to remind people that if you were there, if you have anything to share with the FBI, they are asking, including, and most importantly, would be videos, since there were so many people, obviously, with technology and the way people now video and take photographs. They're asking you to contact them at fbi.gov-butler. And so I would imagine Paul, as they really piece every detail together in the timeline, it would be very helpful for people who were there. Even if you think your video or photographs are inconsequential, let the FBI decide.
Yeah, you never know.
And that said, we're going to hear from a woman that was in the front row. Literally, nobody between her and former President Donald Trump.
And so she was in the line of fire.
Yes, very much so. And get her eyewitness account of what happened and what happened next in depth. She's been, apparently, I don't know how these people find out about her. The inquiries for these people. And we talked on Saturday evening. We were on wall to wall till after 11 o'clock with no commercial interruptions. And a big part of that were phone calls, to your point, Paul, of people who were in attendance. It was almost as they retold what they had experienced and witnessed. It was almost like a group therapy session and important in the moment, because there is definitely an element of shock. It still hasn't sunk in for a lot of people. There's anger and sadness. And I hope people this week will be encouraged by a call to ratchet down the rhetoric.
We can all do that ourselves by watching what we post on social media, how we react, you know, what we respond to.
Yeah, and you're always going to have, you know, the people that are on social media with the hate-filled speech and ripping everything everybody else says. And you have to separate yourself from that somewhat and not buy into that. Why will you let them dictate how you're going to feel on any given day? Because I think the vast majority of people in this country would like peace and love. And that's something that if you go down the social media rabbit hole, you're not going to find it there. You're just not. So we'll hear from Aaron, who was there in the front row, next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.